Hi everyone, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are in chapter 2, starting with verse 3. And Paul says, "And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" Well, we saw last time that God based his judgment according to truth. God knows the facts. Man can never be a judge in his own case, because he will excuse himself and condemn others. And we saw that this is the case with the Jewish people as they condemn the Gentiles for their wickedness. Remember once again, Paul's purpose in Romans 1:18 to 3:20 is to bring both Jew and Gentile into court, as it were, and prove that they are sinners, so Paul could show them the great grace of God that has come to save sinners. Now Paul says this to the Jew, verse 3, "And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God?" They felt that when they passed judgments on the Gentiles, that they themselves were escaping the judgment of God, and yet they were practicing the same things. I've given you some examples from Scripture, such as the 106th Psalm and other places where the Israelites committed the same abominations that the Gentiles did. So God's judgment is according to truth. It's man's judgment is based on his own standards, but God's judgment is according to truth. Man likes to practice the lie of Satan in Genesis 3, "Ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil," or we can say that you shall be as gods in the sense that they determine what's right and wrong for themselves. Only God has set up the standards of right and wrong, and that's why we can never be a judge in our own case. The Jew felt that by judging others, he was immune from God's judgment. And this is also true today. Of course, we can apply these things to people today who look at other sins when they're guilty of them themselves. And so the Jew felt that he was immune. Now notice that the Jews in the Gospels at one time said to the blind man who the Lord Jesus healed, they said to the blind man, "Thou art born in sin and thou accuse us." That's what they said. They said, "You were born in sin." They didn't apply it to themselves, of course. And we know what took place. Go read John 9 for further information on that passage. So the judgment passed on the Gentiles by the Jewish people made them blind to the fact that God was leading them to repentance. And that's what Paul's trying to do here, is to get people to realize they have no excuse for their sins. He wants to get people to realize that they have a problem, they have no excuse for it, they can't blame God or the devil, they can only blame themselves for the condition they're in, and that way they can stop trusting in themselves, but in the finished work of another. So God has been long-suffering with man. Look at verse 4. Paul says this, "Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" So God has been patient. He's been waiting for man. He has not been, he could have destroyed man long time ago, but he's long-suffering with mankind, not willing that any should perish. But notice what the problem was. Verse 5, "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his works." Now, this principle is amazing. They were hard-hearted. That is why the Jews had a problem. And then it says that they were treasuring up to themselves wrath. Notice that phrase, treasuring up. Now, this term treasuring up means it's being stored up. It's being withheld. That's why God is being patient and withholding his wrath. And this was a principle that the Jews knew from the book of Deuteronomy. Go read chapter 32, verse 34. And also, this tells us that they were no better than the Amorites, according to Genesis 15, whose iniquity was not yet full. God did not let Israel go into the promised land to a certain time because the Canaanites, they did not have their iniquity come to a full measure where God was going to judge them. And imagine a Jew being told right now that he's in the same condition the Amorite was in, the people whose land they were to take over because of their iniquity, because of the Amorites' iniquities. So think about how this would almost drive a knife through the heart of them. This day of wrath is coming. It's a future wrath coming on the earth. The judgment will be righteous, and it'll be in accord with man's deeds. We'll continue this thought again tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.